Ramin Djawadi, implementing Lane Solution, from the soundtrack to the 2016 film Warcraft, directed by Duncan Jones, David Bowie's son. Here on Deep Threes. Our set began with a mellow drizzle falling over Morning's Pass, as realized by Umber, which caused a brief dripping time. From the Twins, Silent Ears by Sky. Radio Chongqing summoned The Crawler from their self-titled album. Before Dava Tahir and his backbone, a specially prepared trombone, introduced us to Alexia, one of the angels dancing in Virga. Matoma offered us Safe Haven at Beta Station 2 with the Welldroid remix from ISO Reform, leading us to part 5 of Arve Henriksen's Cosmic Creation, before James Newton Howard scored an onslaught of Peacekeepers from his soundtrack to The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with the Brad Meldow Trio. And long ago and far away, from the Art of the Trio, Volume 5. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the website, www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Over the past few decades, the polar bear population in Canada's western Hudson Bay has dropped dramatically.
There's about half as many polar bears there in recent years compared to the kind of late 1980s, 1990s.
Louise Archer is a biologist at the University of Toronto, Scarborough. She and her colleagues recently published a study that pins the blame for that population decline on climate change. The problem comes down to food. Every winter, the polar bears wander out onto the frozen ice of Hudson Bay, where they spend the next few months eating seals and fattening up before the ice melts in the summer. There's little food for the bears back on land, so it's important that they get enough to eat each winter. But as the climate warms, that's getting harder.
The sea ice is melting earlier in the year, and it's refreezing later. So all in all, since the 1980s, we've seen polar bears spending about 3 to 4 weeks longer on land. That means 3 to 4 weeks shorter time on ice hunting and building up those fat reserves.
Without that food, the bears are less likely to reproduce, and the cubs are less likely to survive. So climate change is putting this iconic species in peril. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.